As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Press lips in a crowd to please. So hot, back and mouths to feed. 3, 2, let's go. Pick up the corses, let's roll. Make it rain like we're from the tropics. Drip, drop, hot, gossip on my lips. A, B, let's see. Are you ready? So hot. There's no need to talk about it. You already know we all about it. And when we go all in. There's only one way to talk about it. Shoot a shit like a talkaholic. And when we go, you go. Ready, set, let's go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. Happy Monday. I'm struggling a little bit to wake up. I feel like my allergies are weirdly coming back. I don't know what's going on. My eyes feel very swollen and itchy. It weirdly happens at night and in the mornings. Maybe it's my bed, my comforter. I don't know what's going on. Need to look into that. Also, Riley and I are looking at buying a house, and let me tell you, if this is not one of the most stressful things we've ever gone through, holy moly. A year ago, we were looking for a rental house, and that's the house that we are in now. And we got our rental until May of this year, so we had it for a year and a half. So we have until May to figure out what we're doing, and not even May, you know, it takes time to close escrow and go through all that whole process. So I am looking at houses like crazy, which actually I love doing, but not with the pressure that comes with it. We went to an open house the other day and there was a line out the door to do a walkthrough of this open house. Like, when I tell you, I mean, it is absolutely insane. Like, they were making us like take turns. And then you're looking around like, oh my God, these people are going to, this is their house. They're going to outbid me. And then people are talking numbers outside the house. And I'm like, go in your car. I don't want to hear how much you're going to offer on this house. There was one we put an offer in and we got outbid by $300,000. The house wasn't even worth $300,000. I mean, that's the kind of market. That's the kind of, that's what we're dealing with right now. Obviously, interest rates are so low. And the demand is there and it's just a crazy time. So I want to have like a broker or a badass real estate agent. Not that mine is not, but she's very busy. But I want somebody to come on the show and just explain to us what the F is going on. Because I posted this on Instagram and I got so many messages that there's foreign money and investors are buying all the properties. And that's what's causing this inflation. And I just need to know what's going on. So someone out there that's listening wants to come on, or you know a badass broker, send them my way because I'd love for them to teach us a few things. I have a very cool guest on. I'm really excited. Her name is Tenley Leopold, and she was a runner-up on The Bachelor. She's a mama, she's a wife, and she is a all things nutrition health expert. I can't wait to talk to her. I'm really excited. She's also an influencer And I'm really intrigued about her story. Like, what happened pre-Bachelor? And how was the Bachelor? Now life post-Bachelor? I'm very curious. I'm very nosy. So I'm going to ask her all the things today. The reason that we got connected was because Riley cooked for her at Lido House in the cottages when they were doing that during... They had this little deal going on during Christmas time where if you got a cottage, then you could also have the experience of having a chef cook for you. And so he told me that she was the sweetest person, and I reached out to her, and she was so kind enough to come on the show and chat with us. So I'm excited for today's interview. I hope you guys are doing good. Love you all, and enjoy the show. Hello, Tenley. How are you?
Hi, I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
I was already telling everybody how this connection even happened. Riley came home and literally could not stop talking about you. I'm like, what is going? Who is this Tenley person? And he was like, and you know, he meets a lot of influencers. Aww. And people. And he was like, I have to say, she was the sweetest person I have ever met.
That is so sweet, but we might be related.
What he said. So can you tell me? Because I was like, I'm just going to talk to her about that. What's the Huddleston thing? What is that about?
So I believe that's my mom's. So I need to ask. I can't believe I was just with my family in Oregon and I didn't even bring it up. And I've been meaning to since, when was that? Back in September, October. That was back in October when I met Riley. But my mom's mom is a Huddleston.
Okay, and your mom's mom, right?
So my grandma.
Yeah.
So on my mom's side. And
what's her name?
Betty. Betty Huddleston.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We could look at 23andMe or something.
You know what? Can you hold on? I'm going to call my mother-in-law. She's probably down. She's at the park, I think, with Piper.
No way.
I just want to ask her. I'm going to say, because it would be Wade's side. It would be Riley's dad's side. So let me see.
Wait.
What? Wade Huddleston?
I think that's her.
Hello?
Roberta, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you know a Buddy Huddleston?
Betty.
Betty. I think said Buddy. Sorry, no, Betty.
Betty was his mom.
Betty was his mom?
Uh-huh. B-E-T-T-I-E.
B-E-T-T-I-E?
B-E-T-T-Y.
Oh, hers is Y. Okay, yes. His mom was Betty, but that was I-E, not Y.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, well, we're going to have to do a little more digging here.
23andMe.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, exactly. Okay, bye. Okay,
that would have been so funny.
Imagine it.
Well, and he said he was from Oregon too, correct?
Yes.
Huh. Well, there might be some weird
connection.
I could have sworn there's a W name involved in there. So we'll find out. I will connect the dots on my end and see if there is any true connection.
That is so, that would be insane.
Wouldn't that be so funny?
Yes. Oh my God. So you were just saying that you live like in a 900 square foot house.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful home and I'm so grateful for it. And when we bought it, we were like, you know, we'd be able to have a baby here.
Yep.
But now like kids come with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean,
we were in an apartment when we had Piper and it was like a 2-bedroom apartment. And I mean, we were peeing where we were showering. And, but I have to say it was probably some of the best memories ever. It was so nice. So I feel like, and it's funny, I went to dinner last night with another couple. She's a lawyer. She's like a badass. And he's, you know, super successful. And they have 4 kids. And they live in a very, very tiny, tiny house in Corona del Mar. And, you know, those houses are like right next to each other. And she was like, you know, we could easily move into a bigger house. She's like, but I love it. I love that we're all on top of each other. She's like, my 3 girls sleep in the same room and they love it. Like they're creating these memories. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I wouldn't change it for anything. She's like, and then we can go out. We can go to the beach. It's just, it's part of the lifestyle. And I, because we're looking for houses right now. And
it's not fun.
I'm getting carried away with the square footage. And I'm just like, why? Like, she just reminded me to like, remember what it's about. Remember what life's about. It's about creating the memories in the home. What's the point of having, you know, everyone separated in the house? That's not fun either, you know?
I totally know what she's saying. I agree.
But you also
but I'm
need...
also bursting at the seams.
No, totally. And they're also not teenagers yet. Because I know when they're teenagers, they're like, I want my own room, mom. So
I'm sure. No, that's actually really special. But also there is a bit in that, like you said, they go down to the beach. We too. We like, you know, it's a priority. It's a desire of ours. And so it's like some one of those things you kind of give up the space to be able to be within, say, walking distance, biking distance to the beach and be able to have those memories too. And my husband's an avid surfer. So,
oh, is he?
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
I saw you guys were in Hawaii a little bit ago.
Oh, yes. That's a special place too. Oh, that was for November. That was record-breaking weather for us. We had Hawaii is known for being so green because it rains. Like, people forget when you go to Hawaii, it can rain. And usually in November, we get good rain. But we had good surf swell for Taylor and the boys. And we had excellent weather for us ladies and all of our beach time. And Rel, my daughter, she's going to be 16 months tomorrow. She's just obsessed now with the beach and the sand and playing in the, like, little we have kind of close to Taylor's parents' house over there, we have like kind of little tide pools that she can play in. So it's like the perfect little pond, you know.
Does she swim?
She's not swimming yet. So we kept going back and forth. Did you guys do like swim classes or
we
ISR
did.
For Piper?
We started. And then
it's
so stressful. And I was like, maybe she's too little. And like, but by the way, she's not too little. Right. And now she's 2 years and 4 months and still doesn't know how to swim. So I have to do that.
I know. I want to too, but we watch the ISR videos and I think that it's incredible, but without having like a body of water, like,
readily available.
I know there was a lot of people that are going to argue this statement, but with our own comfort, and I think you really have to be comfortable and committed because it's like you do it daily for like 6 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And I think it's incredible, but we watched it and we were just like, I can't do it. We haven't, but we would love to get her into swim lessons or something ASAP so that she can, because she loves the water. I want to feel confident when we are near water with
Absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely. It really is so important. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I feel like I need to get to know you. So I feel like I know a little bit about your story. Like, you were on The Bachelor, you went to Bachelor in Paradise. I didn't watch those seasons. I sort of dabbled. So how did you even get into The Bachelor?
Oh, goodness. So I'm so much older than I was a long time ago.
That's
what happens
much
over
wiser.
Years, right? Yes, much wiser, actually. So way back in the day when I was on The Bachelor, I had actually gone on after a severe broken heart. I had actually been married when I was 23. And I'm not saying the age was necessarily at fault there, but at the person who I'd married, he ended up having another relationship.
During your marriage?
Yes. So very, very soon after. And so luckily, my heart was so broken. I was shattered. I was so naive and just very in that, very committed to it. And
of course. But were you guys like high school sweethearts or?
No. Okay. But we had like this kind of just like
crazy
a whimsical love story. Okay. But when I look back, it wasn't necessarily healthy. It was very young. And we were waiting until we were married, which I'm still very proud of and think that it was awesome that we did that or that I did that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yep.
But anyways, so that marriage was broken and it ended and it was actually very devastating, really, really hard. And I ended up going on The Bachelor because my sister and a friend were like, there was a open call. I lived in Huntington Beach at the time.
Okay.
And there was an open call in Costa Mesa and they're like, for The Bachelor. And they're like, go to this. I was like, you gotta be joking. And I was entertaining it in my head, but my sister basically was like, if you haven't left the house by the time I'm home from work today, I'm going to be so mad at you. Not that that was really a threat, but I kind of started thinking about it. So a friend and I went to this open call and I think she was married. I haven't stayed in touch with this person. Life has been so different since, I mean, I lived in Huntington Beach. It was very, I was just so broken. Like when I think back to that girl, And so anyways, this friend did, as moral support, took me to this audition, and I sat in front of producers and cried with my story, and I guess they love that. And so walked like, out with a packet, probably, now that I know how it works.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Found myself pulling up to that mansion like a couple weeks after, kind of soon after that, after I went through a couple other parts of the audition process, which
did you
is
know
just
at that
crazy.
Time who he was going to be?
No. So the guys were being pulled from Gillian Harris's season.
Okay.
She was the Canadian. This is so long ago.
Yep.
And so there were a couple guys, and I had actually watched that season. I remember what it had premiered, Jillian's season. It had premiered on my birthday, and it was like my first single birthday. My parents were with me, and I was just like really sad and everything. And my mom and I watched that season. So some of those guys had definitely stood out to me. And it ended up being Jake Pavelka. He was a pilot.
Okay.
And yeah, and then
not
I
to
ended
be confused
up
with Pilot Pete.
Right. Which were 10 years apart.
And wait, there wasn't exactly like social media or anything back then, right?
No. Twitter, I think I started to, and Facebook, but like Facebook didn't have like the public profiles that it does now. It does. It wasn't what it was. It was more of like the college database, like how it started at that time, I think, or that's how I was using it.
But
and
the
then
fan
Twitter
base was still
became
there.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Fan base began. Oh, that's what it was. Like, I think fan pages and public figure pages and stuff started kind of right when I was on there, because I remember I wasn't allowed to use that stuff, but a friend created something for me. And so I remember reading some of the positive, like people just cheering me on, and it felt really good because, it was just a life-changing experience.
I know.
So that's how I ended up going on it, and then what became the runner-up, and thank goodness, but my heart was broken at the time. But at the same time, it was the way I like to describe it is, as soon as I came home, I had so much peace because I was like, okay, God knows best for me. And I truly do not
want. You accepted
want,
it.
Yes, I don't want to be in another relationship where somebody's not going to just like head over heels pursue me and not let me go. And so I just like took that as like, this was such an incredible experience. There were so many moments through the experience that I felt like, not that I would ever, ever encourage any young woman or somebody going through something hard to go to be on The Bachelor for healing. Go do it for fun. Why not?
Yeah.
without any expectations, which I did, but I had no expectations, and I came out of it like with having faced so many different like really neat experiences through it that helped me grow, helped me heal, which is so weird to say when you're thinking about a girl who's been cheated on. And then
and you're going with all these women.
Yes, exactly. And starting to rebuild like trust in such a weird, unique way. So
did you really open up to him throughout that process?
I
or is
did.
It hard
so,
to? Okay.
No, so I think it is. It's hard to. It's not the same. Like when you are, it's not exactly the same as when you're dating somebody and you start to slowly get to know each other. You kind of go
like balls to the wall.
Deep,
it's just
fast.
Yeah.
Or you don't. So I've had a couple different experiences through all of my experiences with the franchise, but that I think that was the hardest part of the breakup because. On the breakup of
The Bachelor,
like when he said goodbye to me, I was kind of relieved that there wasn't a proposal, to be honest. At the same time, it was sad because it was also like, that's one thing I had to look forward to. Rejection. It really was about like, I've been rejected. But the other part was like, this guy had become my friend through this. Like I didn't actually tell any of the women. I'd become really close friends with a lot of the women, but I walked into that space with only the producers and Jake the Bachelor knowing my story that I was coming in with. I had decided that I wanted to keep that for myself because it was finally kind of a break for me to be able to leave that sadness that I had experienced for quite a while back at home and just come in and without somebody, like just being able to, I don't know. It was like
a fresh start. But that's interesting
that
you didn't want to go and like, you didn't want to trash him. You didn't want to trash the relationship. You didn't want to, which is interesting. A lot of women would. They'd be like, he cheated on me. And if you're watching,
yeah,
you know.
It's still hard for me to talk about it just because it's his.
It was still a love.
Yeah, it was. But it was, and it's like way in the past now, but it was something that like I had chosen to like seek my own healing and let forgiveness be just something that I accepted on my end of like, it's something that he'll deal with for the rest of his life. However he's going to deal with it or however that kind of shakes out. But I don't know.
Did he ever reach out to you after the show?
No, there was a lot back in the day. There were a lot of like, I think there were like chat rooms or something like that. I don't remember what was big back then. But there were like message boards or something like on ABC, and only things that he or his family would know, like wrote really toxic, icky stuff. And so that was really sad. And, and we were able to, search the IP address of some
of the
slander.
And you found that it was his?
Oh, yeah. And coming from his place of work, which would upset a lot of taxpayers.
Oh, my gosh. That is so. That was like some FBI stuff. I love that.
Well, there was some really bad harassment. So we did actually have to.
Oh, so
like,
you actually had to. Oh, my gosh.
Not FBI or anything. But like, yeah. But we had to know, like, what's going on.
Who's doing this?
Yeah, it was messy.
What a crazy time.
But still to this day, I don't want to spend that much time like
talking about that.
Yes, but it did take up a lot of my energy during that time. Oh my gosh. During the initial stages of like, what just happened? I was obsessed. But I had to get over and past that as quickly.
But the universe works in such mysterious ways. So thank goodness that The Bachelor actually happened. Because then eventually you ended up meeting your husband now, right?
Yes. Honestly, it led me on this path and this journey that intersected our lives. And
so how did you guys meet your husband now?
So we ended up meeting on a blind date, but through somebody that I wouldn't have known. She was not a part of my Bachelor experience, but we ended up becoming best friends because of my Bachelor experience, because she's a photographer. We met on a Kim Kardashian red carpet that we were both like invited
so
to
fun.
And then her, well, sadly now her ex-husband
was the
one who introduced Taylor and I. It was a blind date, but the guys had actually been in an awesome men's Bible study together, and
you're like, he's a good guy.
And so we met on this blind date at a coffee shop. The rest is kind of history. It was a really sweet first date, too. It lasted for like 6 hours. I had friends and family members so concerned. Like, where is she? She was just going to coffee.
Oh, my God. I love that. I feel like those are always the best ones. Like when you can remember your first date. I mean, Riley and I think we drank too much on our first date, to be honest.
We started our like second date.
Salsa dancing. Okay. Yeah. We were like dancing in the middle of nowhere in like Laguna Beach. I don't know. But those are just the best memories.
Yes.
It's the new year and I want to reinvent my style. That's why I went to Ana Luisa Jewelry. Ana Luisa Jewelry is made for you and the planet in mind. They are 100% carbon and water neutral, but also really pretty, if you ask me. Their versatile designs are perfect to mix and match and wear every day. I even layer my necklaces together now. I have such a hard time choosing just one to wear, so why not throw all three of them on? Ana Luisa, that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, has timeless jewelry for any occasion. A cute ring to show off at the grocery store when you pay for the groceries, a dainty bracelet for when you pick up an iced coffee, and luxurious necklaces that make your friends think, she's making a lot of money with a necklace like that. But the best part is that Ana Luisa Jewelry starts at $39. The prices are incredible. With our code HUMBLE, you can get up to 40% off your order at shop.analuisa.com. That's Ana Luisa, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, and their pieces are the perfect gift for anybody on your list. A friend, a partner, a sister-in-law, a daughter. I'm telling you, it's endless. So The gift guide on their website, along with their bestsellers page, are great destinations to browse the most gifted options. So while you're getting yourself a necklace, throw maybe one in for your sister. Why not, right? You're getting 40% off anyway. So, and how can I forget? New jewelry collections are also released every Friday. That's right. So get yourself and your loved ones the perfect gift with up to 40% off. Check out Ana Luisa at shop.analuisa.com/humble. I know you're going to love them. The new year is a great time to focus on what's important to you, whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, or prioritizing your wellness. HelloFresh is here to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week, so you'll get convenience without skimping on quality. So skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you the wait in the long holiday lines and ensuring you don't waste money on excess food. HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in the kitchen so you can spend it on your other resolutions with meals ready in around 30 minutes or less. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute recipes and low prep and easy cleanup options, provide an even faster route to putting food on the table. And don't forget dessert. Satisfy your sweet tooth with seasonal, limited-time goodness like Dunkaroo cookie dough or Vanilla Delight cheesecake. Piper and Riley are huge fans of my cooking when it comes to HelloFresh. Riley never complains that the chicken isn't fresh enough or that the produce isn't good. He's a happy camper, and that's all I can really ask for. So go to HelloFresh.com/humble16 and use code humble16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/humble16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Preventative care is in, especially these days. And in order for your body to fight against whatever life throws your way, your immune system has to be at the ready. That's why many people turn to probiotics. They're all the talk these days. But did you know that 99.9% of the probiotics on the market die in your naturally harsh stomach acid? Even those supposedly special refrigerated probiotics are dead on arrival. But Just Thrive products is different, and here's why. Their proprietary strands are designed by nature to put up an armor-like shell when conditions get rough. So they withstand extreme temperatures and can even be sprinkled into any food or drink. Just Thrive requires no special encapsulations, no refrigeration, nothing. What you get is an all-natural, extensively studied probiotic that's perfect for your whole family. It's effective at controlling stomach issues like gas, constipation, and bloating. And it's vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, soy, and histamine-free. It can even support beautiful skin, better sleep, and easier weight management. For exceptional immune and digestive health, there's nothing like Just Thrive Probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics contain more human clinical research than any other products out there. Check them out and make this the year you take care of you. Get 15% off their award-winning probiotic when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code HUMBLE at checkout.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Now you have a daughter.
Oh, and just the wildest thing. How does it happen so fast?
Obviously, I don't know.
You probably look at Piper just going, yeah. How did this happen so fast?
So it was fast. Like, but yet so slow. But yet so slow.
Maybe the days start are long. Down.
Yeah, the days are long, but the years passed by. I mean, it's like, do you guys want another one?
Someday, if God willing, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I would love for Rel to have a sibling. Yeah. My pregnancy was so hard. Not hard in the way of being sick, but I had something called SPD, which is basically like your pelvic floor is broken. And it's okay. So painful. So I couldn't lay down. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk. Wait, I couldn't run.
Is it broken? Like, it's always been broken? Or it broke because the baby, like...
It's not, like, you broken, know what I mean. Broken.
But, like,
it's,
it like happened painful. Because you got pregnant?
Yes. Yeah, so it's, one, I think it's, it, like, kind of a hormone, what I've been told. Because I still feel it cyclically. So poor Andy, really? Later on when he's like listening
oh,
to
it's
this.
Okay.
Her producer. But like, yeah, so cyclically, I still feel it like coming on, like that inflammation of that pain.
Where do
down
you feel
there
it?
In, so like in my, like my like crotch bone.
Oh, really?
And so, and then also, so I was a professional dancer. I danced for ages and I have injuries in my hips. So that, so at first we thought that it was just that, like, cause my SI joint in my hip, like rotates. And so then it can like, but everything's just more flexible. So, oh, the hormone relaxin when you're pregnant, cause yeah, everything yeah, stretches yeah, yeah. out to make room for baby to settle in and drop down lower. And, anyways, it just like hit me out. Like I'd felt pretty dang good for 14 weeks of my pregnancy, 15 weeks. Like as I was like, we found out week six-ish.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're pregnant. We hadn't been trying either. So anyways, that was such the best 2020 surprise for a year that was going to flip upside down.
Yep.
Because we found out January 2020. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Right, so it was really, really, really hard. And
so when, so after week 15, that's like when the pain started.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So, and then I probably slept an hour to 2 hours a night for my pregnancy. And
that's a long time to be in pain.
It was a long time to be in pain.
And then as she got heavier and as the belly grew and there was mm-hmm. nothing you can do, can you wear like some sort of like a brace or a,
yes.
Yeah.
I wore a brace to help with my hips too, because they're just so slippery. Like everything's extra flexible. So it did not help the case. And I wore a brace and then I went to the chiropractor who she was a godsend. Like there were days that I would just cry in her office and she was taking such good care of me, but she would help try to keep everything as aligned as possible. I never dealt with sciatica which a lot of women do or other women really deal with something else. I can't remember what it's called. But anyways, I only, like, she kept it as minimal as possible, even though it was quite an extreme. So she kept me aligned. What I should have been doing at the same time is going to a pelvic floor therapist,
yep.
which is what I ended up doing in postpartum.
Are you still going to somebody now?
I should be, but I'm not. I feel
but are
so
you doing
much.
Like the exercises that help
oh,
with
yeah.
all of that?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Like when I'm running now, like, and I don't feel the pain anymore most of the time, unless like it's cyclical.
Yep.
And I feel kind of like that.
What are some things that you do just in case someone at home is, mm-hmm. is going through it?
Oh my gosh, by the way, I feel like there's so many women who have SPD, but they just feel like, oh, my pelvic floor hurts because.
Right.
I'm pregnant. Well, it's go take care of it. Go to the pelvic floor therapist. Go to your chiropractor that is very well versed in pregnancy. Then do breathing exercises. And there's all different kinds of online courses and stuff. In fact, I just found one, I believe it's called Every Mother.
Okay.
I'm currently looking further into this. But yeah, it's there's all different kinds of courses that can help you with your breathing that's going to help support those muscles down there. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of it. But the other thing was I built a pillow fortress to try to be comfortable enough to get a little shut-eye here and there. But I'm not kidding you.
I can't imagine
2 hours of
full
sleep.
But that can make people go crazy.
God took care of me. I do not know how, but he sustained me.
And then you gave birth naturally. Was it C-section?
I gave birth naturally and I labored naturally without any drugs for like 38 hours. I
After
thought
not
I was
sleeping,
get...
I'd be like, just give me all the drugs.
I was pretty determined, but then my doctor, when he knows that you're trying to go without drugs, he doesn't tell you how far along you're dilated.
Okay.
And when I got to the hospital, my contractions were about a minute to 2 minutes apart. And so we thought, you know, for sure it's go time.
Yeah.
And he kind of disappeared on us after he checked me in and everything, the doctor. And he kind of disappeared on us. We're like, where is he? And
you're like, baby's coming any second.
he's coming back, right?
Yeah.
Maybe an hour or two went by, and a shift change happened with nurses, and a nurse that came in to check to see how far along I was, she ended up telling us, like, oh, you finally made it to a six. And both Taylor and I looked at each other like,
this is a six?
What? A six? What did I check in at? And how dare you tell me? And then I lost all steam. It had been a couple days and several hours already of being in the hospital by the time she kind of broke my confidence. And I was like, you know what? I'm ready to take that little tap, you know? Okay,
but six is still very high. I think I might have gone in at like a two, and I was like, give me anything you have. I was like, gosh.
Yes. I can see how that's very possible. I was so determined, and I was like, I'm almost there. I know I'm almost there.
Did the pain get the pelvic floor thing, did that get worse as it was the same?
No, so honestly, like, I feel like the contraction pain took over. Like, did not. So a lot of people are like, are you going to be able to have your baby vaginally? Like, or are you going to have a C-section? I'm like, well, no, it's not like anything's broken or shattered or anything. Right. It's just painful.
It was the pain.
So, and it's, and just all those muscles and those joints and everything, my whole cocktail of what's going on down there was what made me so uncomfortable during my pregnancy and postpartum. Nothing that I couldn't really get through with birth. But anyway, so birth is not something I'm as scared of as I am the pregnancy. And I'm not scared of pregnancy either. It was so beautiful. Like, I actually feel like God has really redeemed that. I look at pictures and I'm like, that was so amazing and so special and feeling her kick and wow, that glow. But I also, the reality of, like, I'd like to be able to feel better about being apart from Rel and feel like she can communicate with me well if I'm not going to be feeling very good.
Right.
Or, you know, and have a ton of energy. I want to feel good enough to be able to let somebody else spend a good day's amount of time with her.
Yes, totally.
So for her to be able to communicate with me. And also, like, who knows? Like, it was such a wonderful, beautiful surprise. We weren't planning on trying until later in 2020.
Right.
And because we had some big trips planned. But as we know, the world turned on us. So it was like
so it was
the
perfect.
Best blessing totally. Ever to spend my 2020 pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. So how has it been just the whole transition? Are you still part of like the whole Bachelor family and that whole world?
It's so different now. There's so many people added to the franchise now.
Right.
I've still been invited to certain things that they have in the last 2 years because of COVID and everything. Uh-huh. Like, they haven't done as many get-togethers and I'm also okay with it. I just feel kind of like I've grown out of it. I'm curious. I still watch it. I'm enjoying the season because it feels very closer to like a nostalgic level to me. Mm-hmm. Just the traveling's back, the mansion's back. It just kind of feels old school, and that's what I've known. I'm not as involved, but I stay in touch with, not on a daily basis or anything, but I keep track of what's going on in some of the girls from my season way back in the day and from Paradise and Bachelor Pad even. I was on the first season of Bachelor Pad and I was the runner-up on that
as
well.
I had never even heard of that one.
Yeah.
So
that one was a spinoff. It only lasted for a few seasons. That one was the first spinoff, and it was basically kind of like taking on an all-stars type of thing where it was a competition. So think of like those
Real
MTV
world
shows.
Road rules.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. So something like that. And we did stupid competitions. It was a pie eating contest. They had actually some really horrible games that were really hurtful to people's confidence
self-esteem.
And stuff.
It was actually
icky. But some of the things, like something I won, I can't, like, it just makes me so sick that I won, right on how many people would say mean things about certain people. It's nasty. We get to do, and me as a dancer, this was really cool. One of our last competitions on Bachelor Pad was Dancing with the Stars. So, like, me and the person I was partnered up with, we got to do Dancing with the Stars.
That's amazing.
Like with a pro and stuff and then compete at the end. So,
yeah, oh my God, really, that's fun. I didn't know that. That's incredible.
It was really, really fun.
It's crazy how now, if you are on one of those shows, I mean, Dancing with the Stars, you are literally instantly just uber famous.
Right?
Yeah. It's wild.
It's so wild.
It's so wild.
And you know, I remember back in the day too, them trying, like coming home from St. Lucia after Jake had broken up with me and my producer being like, you're going to be on the front of magazines and you're going to be on Dancing with Stars. You're going to be the next Bachelorette. None of those things happened.
Yeah.
Well, magazines, yes. But it was also just, I remember being like, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to feel
about
this.
Did you want it? Did you want that?
Not like, I can't lie and say that that didn't sound cool. But it was just like this weird thing because my life went from, like, at that time, I'm going home to, after filming, 2 or 3 months, I think, of back to my normal life, like where nobody knows who I am. So it was kind of like really hard.
And it hasn't aired yet. And so it's like,
I didn't like even understand.
Like a dull moment.
Yes. Like I was like, I didn't understand like what she was even talking about. And then again, like I said, that really didn't come of my experience, which ended up being just right because I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. It would have been really cool to have been on Dancing with the Stars.
Especially if you were a dancer.
Yes.
I feel like Caitlin Brissa always talked about that right before she was on. Like she was like, why haven't they picked me? Why am I not on the show?
Yes.
And then finally they asked her to be on.
Which it's been her year.
Right?
Yeah. Really stoked for her.
Yeah. She really just took off.
I know. That's really, really cool to see. And in a way, I'm like, I've taken off too. I've become,
you have. By the way,
become
you are doing
mom.
And you know what sucks sometimes is that we feel like I'm just a mom. And it's like, no, we're not just moms.
No.
We have like to give ourselves more credit. But that's
absolutely
what I was going to ask, like the transition between all of that and then, because not even, I mean, like, look, I'm just like a normal person, but like transitioning from not being a mom to being a mom, you lose, you can lose friends sometimes. You can lose, you lose a lot of like, you're just like, you're going out and like your pre-mom life. Like, so how was that transition for you?
Well, because of the year 2020 and kind of funky 2021 as well. It was probably an easier transition than it could have been because we continued to do things and do life and for Rel to get to meet family members and friends and stuff. But there wasn't as much going on to where my FOMO wasn't as much in play.
Yep.
And honestly, the biggest thing that has surprised me about being a mom is my desire to be with her. Now that she's getting a little bit more crazy, the breaks aren't as bad.
Yeah, exactly. Nap time is great. Yep.
Yeah. And she has been an excellent napper. So I have like always like that's when I get my work done. That's when I take care of myself and chores and stuff. But like, so the transition wasn't as hard as I think it could have been because now I'm starting to feel a little bit, not FOMO, because I know that there's something I could do about it, like get the help I need or ask for help or whatever to be able to go do those things. But that is probably the hardest part, is like not just being able to leave the house or book a plane ticket without thinking of all the little things. Mm-hmm. And like even going to the mountains, like, I'm not just going to, not that I'm a very good snowboarder. I cannot even keep up with my husband and his family, but they've continued to try to help me get there. But it's like going to the mountains, like I get so excited and then like,
you're like, right. But then I have to like make sure she has all the things that she needs. And
nap time.
How is she going to sleep there?
Yeah. Yeah. All those things.
And those are the things that I'm like, screw it. I don't want to go to the mountain. Like, I don't want to do those things. Yes, I know. And then we end up being stuck in the house because then I'm like,
Is my transition. That is basically what has become my transition from a very independent, spontaneous, like always a part of whatever I could find myself to be a part of into motherhood. Is I'm definitely a lot more tame. I'm almost okay with like missing out on certain things because it's sometimes a little easier.
Yep.
Pick and choose what I really, really want to, because it takes so much energy just to even.
I know.
But we try to do, like when I met Riley, like we had done a little getaway up at Lido House. And
Did you have anyone else with you to help with her, or no? It was just you three.
No, just us three, and we're working on the help thing. I mean, it's working hard on the help. It is, and again, since I live in such a small home, to invite somebody in to like help me with Rel, it's kind of like we're just gonna bump heads. So
I know, I don't even know what to ask. I always think like, what is she doing that I could be doing that? Like, why am I not doing it? And then I have like that guilt of, well, why am I paying someone just because I need some time alone? And then I'm like, screw it. I'll just be with her. It's fine. I'll figure it out.
Exactly.
It's a really hard balance. And then there's some women that are just like, no, get the help. Get out of the house. Let her play with her and take her to the park. You know, you still love her. You just need some me time. And I'm like, I know.
I'm working on that balance.
So
I'm working
hard.
On it. And I'm finally like, I mean, Natalie, I had like the worst anxiety. There was a friend's wedding, and thankfully she had actually already gotten married, but this was her big wedding.
The big party,
Yes, back in July, and I was in her wedding, and I had so much anxiety over the day that was going to be spent away from Rel, and thankfully the bride was so gracious that, you know, I got to spend the morning with Rel at home and then come be with her to get ready, and then Taylor brought her between. He ended up not coming to the wedding.
Because he was with her?
Because I wanted him to be with her. And he was okay. He was okay with that. He's okay with missing out on a wedding sometimes. He ended up bringing her to me so I could like nurse her. And she was only 6 months or seven months old at this point. And I was not
ready.
And I thought that I was gonna be ready.
You just never know.
Yeah. Motherhood has totally changed me in that sense.
Yeah. Any plans that you think I'm gonna be the tough mom or I'm gonna be the sweet one, you don't know what the hell you're gonna be.
No, I'm so attached to that child. Like I just never thought that was gonna be me. But I'm obsessed and having so much fun with her too. I should say for the people that don't know me, like I feel like I'm appropriately obsessed. I love being with her. I feel like I have a healthy balance in my life too. I still manage.
Is she still sleeping in your room?
No.
Then you're fine.
That was
and by the way, and even then people are like, hey, they sleep in my bed. I'm like, more power to you, because you know what?
Nope.
They're not gonna be this little forever. I can't do it. I can't do it. She cannot sleep in my bed because I need my sleep. Yep. But there are some people that absolutely love it. And I feel like, you know what? When they're 18, you're gonna think back and you'll be like, I enjoyed it every second. So as long as you're enjoying it and it's your journey, who cares what anyone else thinks, you know?
I love that. My husband's best friend just had a little baby girl, and he's been trying to explain to that friend, like as hard as some of these days might feel, being exhausted with this brand new baby, just soak it up because this is that one and only time.
I know.
With just that baby too. That is a realization that Taylor and I keep coming up with, like, if we do have
we'll never
have that experience again. Like where it was just us in this quiet house with this tiny sleeping baby. No, we're going to have a toddler running around.
Exactly.
It's like, well, depending on how old she is by the time. So.
Yeah, I know. And you forget about those things. Like that was our first. And mm-hmm. no one will ever take away your first from you. Because it's just, I mean, they made you a mom, you know?
Yeah, it's been really special.
Oh, I'm so glad. And then what about lastly? So what about like all like your nutrition and health and wellness? Yeah. So what are you doing now? And what's the future like for you? Like what do you want to do?
Wonderful question. So I am a holistic nutrition health coach and was seeing clients on a daily basis individually and was doing even group programs and had a business called DIY Cleanse, and we had a food freedom program. Everything that I just said, though, is on a major hiatus.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what's to come. Currently, as a job, it's basically a full-time job, is working with brand partnerships and just kind of growing in that sense and just continuing to be able to share our life and like what's working for us, since I've been doing that back since straight out of The Bachelor when Twitter was the thing, and just continuing to be able to work with different brands that we love.
And by the way, how cool is that?
It's so cool. And
I mean, to be able to share it. Oh, it is so much work. But to be able to like share the things that you love with other people, I mean,
when they're asking.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, when they're like, what's working for you? And I get to be, for the most part, I'm actually a guinea pig. I'm trying several different brands, constantly trying new things and saying, nope, don't like it, not going to talk about it.
Yep.
Love it, going to talk about it. So yeah, it's so much fun. And just being able to do that, like while planning around Rel's world and life and day, and just being also able to be 100% her mom.
It's a blessing.
Is such a blessing. So that's what I'm currently doing. Someday I would love to go back into nutrition and working with people one-on-one and helping, being a part of their wellness journey, and hopefully actually even kind of continuing my education in nutrition and going deeper in that. I'll definitely want a refresher the moment I go back to seeing clients, because you know, if you stop talking about something on a daily basis on such an intimate level, the knowledge is there. But yeah, so someday.
Just a little recap. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, when you do that, come back and I'll be your first client.
Okay, awesome.
I need a lot of help.
So do I. Right now, I'm like, I'm still like eating as if I am a newly nursing mother.
Oh, you look amazing. But you also run every day. That's like your therapy, I feel like, right?
It is my therapy.
Yeah, I don't run. I run to the kitchen and run to my bed and run.
Hey, when you have a Piper. Chef, when you have a chef, how do you I not should run to be the running. Kitchen? No. That's what I'm saying. How do you not run to the kitchen?
Oh, but, that too. Yeah. But I need to like run around a little bit just to. Whew, it's a lot.
If I lived closer, I would make sure you and I could get out with those girlies because that would be fun.
Although at this point, I'm looking everywhere. I may have to move down to like Oceanside, San Diego area. There's nothing here. I know.
Do it. Well, there's nothing down here either. Oh, it's quite competitive.
Well, maybe we'll move in with you in your 900 square foot house.
In my 900 square foot house. We can build
like
a loft.
The girls can play. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'd have a chef.
Yeah. We can go surfing with your husband.
Yep.
And then, yeah, it'd be great. I would do nothing. We would just talk.
That would be so much fun. Yeah. Sounds like a good life.
Thank you for coming on the show. And I hope we can stay in touch.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.
And where can everybody find you?
So my Instagram, my actual last name is Leopold, but you can find me on Instagram with my maiden last name. It's Tenley, T-E-N-L-E-Y, Molzahn, M-O-L-Z-A-H-N. I bet you if you search Tenley Leopold, you could find that too.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I did. She really is just as sweet as Riley said she was. Love you all. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, review, and wish me luck on finding this house. See you all next week. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.